At Prairie du Chien Memorial Hospital, people often enter the emergency room through the steep ambulance entrance. The medical helicopter has to land in a church parking lot across the street. At its new facility, patients will be able to easily navigate the halls and will have more privacy. Physicians and nurses will also have more space for evolving healthcare technology. Prairie du Chien Memorial Hospital CEO Bill Sexton says it will enhance access to rural healthcare and cut back on the need to drive to cities like La Crosse for treatment.
If you can receive it locally, why would you travel to get healthcare elsewhere? And then if you're hospitalized someplace else, not only are you in a distant location, but your family and friends have to visit you in that distant location.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture approved a $32 million loan for the project, the largest awarded in Wisconsin under its Community Facilities Program. USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development, Dallas Tonsiger, says it's financed up to 200 rural medical facilities in the last year.
And we were talking about how much healthcare has improved in the last 20 or 30 years. Life expectancies for during when Lyndon Johnson signed the Medicare Act were about 62 or 3 years. Now it's in the 80-year range. Well, if we keep working at this, the ability of people to live longer, healthily, productively, is going to dramatically improve.
Tonsiger says Prairie du Chien's new hospital could also help smaller medical facilities that are increasingly relying on telemedicine. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.